Once we've arrived to this point where we see the Shemin HaTorah Ein Shemitas Ksafim Nehegis Bizman Hazeh, Midaraisa, we no longer have in our times Shemitas Ksafim Midaraisa. Ela Shechazal Hiskinu L'Shamet Eschoivai Shel HaLoiva. The Chazal made this Takana of Shemitas Ksafim. We were learning yesterday how they're able to do that. Chazal were misaking Shemitas L'Shamet Eschoivai Shel HaLoiva. Chazal made a Takana that in the absence of Yovel, we still have, we'll have a midrabanan, we'll have shmitas ksafim, so that the debt of the loiva is cancelled. Vehem sheskina gam prosbul. And Chazal were also misakin prosbul. Shmitas ksafim midrabanan, and Hillel was misakin the prosbul to enable the malva to collect the money. So then, nishelos hasheilo, the question is asked. Masai tiknu shmitas ksafim, or masai tiknu prosbul? When did this happen? That was when was the takana of Shemitas Ksafim made? Umosai tiknu prosbul, and when was the takana of prosbul made? Harashmi kinen b'seif akrisis kaisev. Shekol takana she'en muzka mi tikna. Tikna ezer ha'seifah. The Rash says a klal that whenever we have a takana where we don't know, we don't know who is responsible for that takana, so then the assumption is it's a takana of Ezra HaSeifer, who made many takanas when they returned from the Golos of Bavel. So the assumption is that this too is a takana from Ezra HaSeifer. The Das Ha'omim Shebizman Ba'yesheni Noag Hashmitas Ksafim Midrabanan. So according to the view that holds that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitas Ksafim was midrabanan, because there was no Yovel according to that view. By that time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was no longer a matzav where the majority of the Jewish people were living in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bayis Sheni, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, according to this view, Yovel was not able to be kept. If Yovel is not kept, then Shemitas Ksafim, then Shemitah was midrabanan. So according to that view, that at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah's Ksafim was midrabanan, Yitachin she'ezer ha'sofer hiskin Shemitah's Ksafim. It could be that the takana to hold on to something of Shemitah, to have a Shemitah's Ksafim, that takana was made by Ezra ha'sofer at the time leading up to the second Beis HaMikdash. That Ezra HaSofer made this takana of Shemitas Ksafim. Ulaachem he came, and then afterwards, Tiken Hillel Shohei Bezman Vayisheini. Afterwards, Hillel, who lived during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Ezra, of course, was the one behind the plans for the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So he and his Bezdin were the ones, according to this, responsible for the takana of Shemitas Ksafim. So now we have a din of Shemitas Ksafim midrabanan. And then during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Hillel made the takana. Hillel was misakin prosbul. Lach mekein tikin Hillel shahib is man baisheng is takana's prosbul leker din Shemitas Ksafim. In order to remove the din of Shemitas Ksafim, according to this, Ezra made this takana. He was able to make this takana, as we learned yesterday, with the kayach of Hefker Besen Hefker. He made this takana. Hillel saw that people were not lending money as a result of this takana, so Hillel came and he made prosbul. And all of this is an inyan of Bayis Sheni at the time of the Bayis Sheni. But that's arrived. There are those who hold that during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, Shemitah's Ksafim, Shemitah and Shemitah's Ksafim were still being kept midaraisa. That in fact, there was Yovel during that time. This is a very big question. There was Yovel during that time, and Shemitah's Ksafim was kept minatayr. So Hari al Karkach, Loi Ezra Tikan Shemitah's Ksafim. Then it can't be, of course, that Ezra was the one who made Shemitah's Ksafim. According to this, during the time of Ezra, and following Ezra, Shemitah's Ksafim was midaraisa. There was no need for Ezra to make any takana to have Shemitah's Ksafim. Because according to this view, during the time of Ezra HaSofer, there was Shemitah's Ksafim was still midaraisa, so there was no need for such a takana. Ukshiro Hillel Bizman Bayashani, Shenimnu Milahalvais, and then we would have to say that Shemitah's Ksafim was working midaraisa. Hillel Hazokin saw during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, Hillel saw that because of the Shemitah Midaraisa, Nimnu Milahalvois, the economy was falling apart, people were not lending money, the Madrega of Emunah, I suppose, got lower, and people were afraid of Shemitah, and they weren't lending money, so Hillel saw this. But remember, according to this view, there was a Shemitah Ksaf Midaraisa, and Hillel saw people not lending money. So Omad V'tikein Prusbul, so Hillel stood up and was Mesakein Prusbul, V'fkiya Shemitah Ksafim and Hatar B'Korach Hefker Bezen Hefker. And he used the Korach of Hefker Bezen Hefker to be Mafkiya V'sheval Tase, to be Mafkiya the din of Shemitah's Ksaf, not B'sheval Tase, actually, but Kumba Hasei, that the loiva would have to pay back the malva using prosbul, and that it works mikach hefker bezen hefker during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. The das ha-taisus shebizman bayisheni shmitas ksaf ma'isim ha-tara. According to Taisus, that during the second Beis Hamikdash, shmitas ksafim was mitaraisa, there was still a shmitas ksafim. Al karcha shmitas ksafim leniskna ayde Ezra ha-sofer. So therefore, Shemitah's Ksafim could not have been made by Ezra HaSofer. It was still going with the Raisa, Shemitah. Kim Aideh Chacham Sh'acha Chorban HaShayni. It was made, Shemitah, the Takana of Shemitah's Ksafim was made by the Chachamim, that there should be a Shemitah that was made after the Chorban of the second Beis HaMikdash. According to Taisus, during the entire second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah's Ksafim was observed with the Raisa. Omnam, however, Taisus says like this, Omnam Nodasa Taisus Nitel Haksha Svari Hillel Hoy Bezman Bayashani. If according to Taisus, Shemitah's Ksafim was observed Midaraisa during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and only by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim made the Takana of Shemitah. So according to this view of Taisus, Nitel Haksha Svari Hillel Hoy Bezman Bayashani. So Hillel lived during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Sha'oz Noga Shemitah's Ksafim HaTorah, which according to this, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah's Ksafim was Midaraisa. Uladivre HaTais, now remember that according to the view of Taisus, Taisus holds that Ein Prozbel Mar Elob as much Shemitah's Ksafim Divrein. Taisus does not hold like the Raiva. Taisus holds that Shemitah's Ksaf, that Prozbel can only work when Shemitah is what? Midrabanan. When Shemitah is Midrabanan. According to Taisus, Prozbul only works, Prozbul is a Drabanan, and Prozbul can work when Shemitah is Drabanan. The Raivan holds that Prozbul can work even when Shemitah's Ksafim is Midaraisa. Taisus doesn't hold like that. So now the question is as follows. During the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah was Midaraisa. Hillel lived during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, according to Taisus, Lidia Tevis, ain't Prozbul might hold as much Shemitah's Ksafim Midaraim. So Taisus answers, Al kach miyash from Taisus, Shehillel lo hiskin hatakana lizmano. Hillel did not make, according to Taisus, Hillel did not make this takana for his time. In other words, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, according to Taisus, Hillel could not make such a takana. Shemitah's Ksafim was midaraisa during that time. So Hillel could not make a takana. So what for during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? So what was the takana of Prozbul? So Taisus says that Hillel lahiskin takana lizmano el tikin takana also b'shvil achar hachorban. but rather the takana of Hillel was for the future in anticipation of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Shas sheshmitas ksafim midivrayim. When Shemitah would then be midivrayim, so Hillel anticipated the matzav that would be after the Churban, and he put into place prosbul for that situation, for the time when Shemitah's Ksafim would no longer be midaraisa. This is many Achrayim have a difficult time with this. It's a hard thing to say that Hillel would make the takana in anticipation of the Churban. But Nimtza lefi ha'tosfos she'achar Churban tiknu chacham Shemitah's Ksafim. It comes out according to this, according to Tosfos, that after the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash, Tiknu Chacham Shemitah's Ksafim, Chazal made a takana. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, they made a takana. The Chacham made a takana that we should have Shemitah Midrabanan in order to remember, in order to hold on to something of Shemitah. So after the Churban, they made Shemitah. Umiyad Poka Shemitah's Ksafim Aidei Takanas Hillel. And then immediately, upon their making this Shemitah Midrabanan, the takana that Hillel made during the second Beis Hamikdash kicked in, and it enabled the Malva to go after the Leiva to get the money. So then, of course, the question is, what was the purpose of the Chacham making a takana that had no practical meaning? So Yishal Hasharal, Impoka Miyad HaShemitah, Aydeh HaProzbul. What does it mean? That after the Churban, Chazal made a takana of Shemitah, and then Hillel's takana of Prozbul came into effect, which would basically neutralize the Shemitah that the Chacham just created. So what's the point of making a Shemitah that's only going to be neutralized by the Koach of Prozbul? So in Pokamiyah, the Shemitah idea plausible, Halamai Tiknu Chathila Shemitah's Ksafim. So then the question with Taisis is, why would they make the Takana of Shemitah's Ksafim if plausible is there to counteract it? So Atshuva Hicha Takanas Chachamim Shemitah's Ksafim B'tzirif Takanas plausible. He Shemashiva Zeichel L'Shemitah's Ksafim Shenaga Ma'atayra. According to this, Taisis is saying the following. Taisis is saying that When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Chacham looked at the situation and there was no Shemitah anymore. And the Chacham were concerned that because there is absolutely no Shemitah, that the whole Inyan of Shemitah would be lost and forgotten and we wouldn't have any Shaychus to Shemitah at all. So what did they do? They also knew that Hillel already made his Takana of Prozbul that would come into effect after the Churban, that means that Hillel anticipated or wanted, apparently, according to this, Hillel wanted that when the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, that, because they knew, the Chacham already knew that Beis Hamikdash was not going to be permanent. That we know from many sources in Chazal. So Hillel wanted that when the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, He knew that Shemitah would be that the Chachamim would make a takana to create a Shemitah Midrabanan, and that Shemitah Midrabanan, the Shemitah Ksaf Midrabanan would have a Prozbul coming along with it to enable the Malva to collect the money. And what's the purpose of this whole thing? In other words, Shemitah would be made together with the Prozbul. The purpose of that is Shemashira Zeichel Shemitah's Ksafim Shenogim Ratayra. In other words, what we could say, what could have happened is that nothing, the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, and there would be no Shemitah's Ksafim, and there would be no need for a Prozbul. But that's not what they wanted. They wanted, like what we have now. So what we have now is, at the end of the seventh year, if we wouldn't have Shemitah's Ksafim in Chutz Laaretz, there would be nothing at all. In Eretz Yisrael, they would still remember this as a Shemitah. but in chutzlars there'll be nothing at all. So what they wanted was just what we have now, that when it comes time for the end of Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, that Jews everywhere in the world should remember this. There's something that's called Shemitah Kesafim, and there's such an Indian. And they would go through the sugya and talk about it and remember there's an Indian of Shemitah. But what about the actual problem with the money, with the lover paying back his loans? So Shemitah comes stapled with it the principle of Hillel that would make sure that it would not stop the economy, because in that state after the Churban Bayis Sheni, we would not be in a madrega of emunah to be able to live with the Shemitah Kesafim Midrabanan, and people would not lend money. So therefore, in order to preserve some little piece of Shemitah, according to Tosfos, Hillel arranged that after the Churban there would be a Shemitah Kesafim that the Chacham carried out, and there would be a prosbul to enable people to lend money. This way Shemitah would be remembered in some small way. So that's the entire story according to Tosfos. So just the Sikkum, to summarize this, L'das HaRambam V'Tosfos V'Oid, Prozbul Noreg Rak B'Zman Hazeh Sheshemitah Kesafim Divrayim. According to Rambam Tosfos, Prozbul, and many other Rishonim, Prozbul works only nowadays, since nowadays Shemitah Kesafim is Midivrayim. Not like the Ravid. Prozbul only works when Shemitah is Midrabanan, and that's the Halacha. Nowadays it's Midrabanan, and Prozbul is able to work. L'das Rov HaRishonim, Ha'oisa Prozbul, and according to most Rishonim, unlike Rashi and some others, but according to most Rishonim, Ha'oisa Prozbul, Ein Sarach Limsa Hashtaris Atzmam Lebeznam. According to most Rishonim, when you make a prosbul, you do not have to give the papers to Bezdin, even though the shayrish of prosbul is mesiris shtaris lebezdin, but you don't actually have to give the shtar. That, in fact, according to many Rishonim, is the chiddush of prosbul, that it works without giving the shtaris. Most people would not want to do that, or don't know to do that, and would never do that. Therefore, because Shemitah is Midrabanan, Hillel was able to make a prosbul where the shtaris would not actually have to be given to Bezin, and a prosbul would work. And so, a prosbul also works for a milva alpa, where there was an oral agreement and a loan was made, and there are no shtaris, there's no shtar, there's no actual document. So there couldn't be any Mesirish Shtar, and a Prozbul works even in the absence of any physical document. And that's the Takana of Prozbul of Hillel. Yes, sir?
Now, I'm confused. When the Second Temple existed, there wasn't any Shemitah Kesafim? Or there was?
It's Machlokas. Most hold that there wasn't any.
There wasn't any.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was after. So if Mashiach comes and we have a third Beis Midrash, do we have this coming back, or is it?
Bez Hashem, when the entire Jewish people are going to return to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to observe Yovel, and all of the halachas of Shemitah are going to be kept.
So now, we're talking about the problem that Hillel was worried about, that at some point people wouldn't lend money.
That's right. So now we have this problem that people are not lending money to each other, and we have this Shemitah Midrabanan. And that because of the Shemitah Derabanan, people are afraid to lend money, that they'll never get the money back. So Hillel made the prosbul so that we can get the money back.
What happens in the future?
In the future, everything will be the way that it was from the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Everything will be that, right, there will be Shemitah Kesafim, will be Midaraisa, and at that time, people will lend money. We hope at that time people won't need to borrow money anymore. And everything will be okay, and it'll be something that we'll talk about in learning, but it won't be necessary for people to lend. Nothing will be lacking. Everybody have an issue with
anything.
Huh?
There may possibly be that same problem that Hillel was worried about. Then because
you mean by the time of third Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah.
Ruben's question is very simple, of course. Why does the Beis HaMikdash being here and not being here limit a person's desire if you want, will, to lend money because of the fact that they're not going to be able to get it back after.
Right. No, that's all I said is that the Rambam says that when Mashiach will be here, nobody will be lacking. So. You know, but it could be people still want to borrow money just because they like to have their reserves. Maybe they still want to borrow money because they'll say that they don't have any money. So they say, "What?" But the Rambam passing is that everybody has money during Mashiach. So it's like something happened. I don't know. I don't know what happened to it.
Maybe people's expectations change.
Yeah. People's expectations will for sure change. So they'll have what they have is what they'll need. That's what they won't need more than what they have.
Well, if there is Hashem, I'm not gonna be concerned about lending and not have getting back.
This the world will continue as a world, and people will be buying and selling, and. Even though Molo is there as Hashem, well, that's what Shimi's saying. The perception and the understanding of people will change. But as far as it doesn't mean that there's not going to be any economy at that time.
Like I'm saying, so people are not going to be so. You can be, have that concern that he'll.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said, that there's not going to be a problem. Because the Torah says, the Torah says you shouldn't have an evil thought. It's an evil thought, Sofko Sof. I'm not going to lend money because I'm worried about Shemitah. So when, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, apparently that was not a problem. It never came up.
Evidently, wasn't a
problem. It wasn't. So people on a Madrega of Amunah that they were.
I'm saying that's the answer. Then because
it's going to be like that when Mashiach comes.
It wasn't like that before,
and it's not going to be like that in the future. Hopefully, it's going to be. You see that there was no that during the first Beis HaMikdash there was a Shemitah Midiraisa. People, we don't have any record of such an Indian. Apparently, people were lending money and there was no need to have a prosbo. There was no need, and they couldn't.
But Moshe Shtaros of the Basin could.
Or there was a Mesirus Shtaros, right? There wasn't Eitzah back then too. Do you remember that? There was a Bezin, and a person gave Moshe Shtaros of a Bezin. According to the view that holds that Mesir Shtaros is Midaraisa, works Midaraisa. Right. Yeah. Yes.
According to the you said a lot of Akron and don't necessarily go for the fact that he would have made the Kana in advance of it happening. So what's the other scenario? Because it doesn't sound so plausible that he would have come up with it. Well, anyway, for those opinions who don't believe that he would have come up with it in advance before it was necessary, what's that scenario?
A little bit. Since Hillel lived during the Beis HaMikdash, what's the scenario? That most we showed him hold that already during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Yovel was no longer observed, and therefore even during the lifetime of Hillel, Shemitah was midrabbanan. Right. Most hold that it was no longer. There was no Yovel already at that time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So it was midrabbanan. Whoever made it, Ezra, somebody else made the Shemitah midrabbanan, and then Hillel made the prosbo.
Okay.
Like
if you make it in the future, because
you see
that Hillel was shady.
Maybe a luach. Okay. In Kabbalah, we could believe in that. I'm not saying it's for sure could be. Okay. Zman asiyas aprosbul. The bottom of the kuf tzadik hay. Zman asiyas aprosbul. When do we make the prosbul? So shvi is eim shemetis as a chayv el b'sayf. We saw this in the Mrs. Hamelach that. Shvi'is Shemitah cancels the Chayiv at the end of the seventh year. Amnam, however, Kosav HaRosh, Sh'im Knisas Shnas HaShava, the Rosh has a very interesting Chiddush. He holds that Im Knisas Shnas HaShava, that means not this Rosh Hashanah, but last Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shem Knisas Shnas HaShava Ein Beis Din Nizkak LaMalva Ligvais HaShchayva, that from the beginning of Shemitah or last Erev Rosh Hashanah at the end of the sixth year, Beis Din no longer helps or gets involved in collecting and helping a Malva collect his Chayv. In other words, the Malva comes to Beis Din with a Taina, I can't get money from this guy, he's not paying me back. Normally Beis Din normally Besdin would get involved in that. But the Rosh says that already at the Erev Hashanah, at the end of the sixth year, Ein Besdin Niskak Lamalve, Ligvas Eschayvay, and throughout Shemitah. Ein Besdin Niskak Lamalve, Ligvas Eschayvay, Vagam also Lamalve, Lidresh Eschayvay Mahamalve. That from Erev Rosh Hashanah, with sun, by Shkia, by sundown, last Erev Rosh Hashanah, the end of the sixth year, entering into Shemitah, according to the Rosh, the Malveh is no longer allowed, at that point, he's no longer allowed to go and ask the Loiva for the Chayiv, so the din of Lo Yigais is already in place from the end of the sixth year going into the seventh year. Omnam yesh hevdel ben shvi'is atzma l'matzoi shvi'is, but even the Rosh agrees that there still is a difference between the seventh year and the eighth year. She'im shilem haloyves achayiv b'soich shnas hasheva. The Rosh holds like this: the Malv is not allowed to go after the lover during the seventh year. He's not allowed to. But if the lover comes during the seventh year, she'im shilem haloyves achayiv b'soich shnas hasheva, muta l'malv l'kabla hamena, then the Malva can accept it back. The Rosh says, the Isra of Layigais, that's a din on the person, the Malva, that he can't go after the Laiva, that already begins last Rosh Hashanah. And it's in effect throughout Shemitah and following Shemitah. You can't go after it. You can't go after the guy. The Malva can't go after the Laiva. But the Rosh agrees that the Laiva, if he pays during that time, the Malva can accept the money. He wasn't over on the Yigos. The Laiva comes himself to give the money. But afterwards, in other words, this Rosh Hashanah and on, if the Laiva comes, the Rosh agrees that if the Laiva comes then to pay the Malva has to say, no, Mishamadani. And then he could say it's Mataris, whatever it is, how it's a Matana. But at that point, the Malva can't accept the money. He has to say Mishamatani. Therefore, the Rosh holds that the Prozbel had to be taken care of last Erev Rosh Hashanah, last Elul. And there are some people that just to play it safe because of the Rosh, that they make a prosbul then, and they make another prosbul now, or they make one then with the nusach that it covers from that point and on. Das Rambam, that's the view of the Rosh. Das Rambam lumazayis shenitan ligvayis is achayv ad soif shnas hashvis. The Rambam does not agree with this. The Rambam holds that there's no Isra of Loyigos throughout the seventh year, throughout the Shemitah year. The Malva is allowed to go after the Loyva to get his money. There's no Isra of Loyigos. According to the Rambam, you can write the Prozbul until Shkia, until sunset on Erev Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to write the Prozbul. V'chein kosev harashka, shekevin sheshvis einim shemetes elo b'saifa. Since Shvi'is is only Meshamet the Sefer, Zman Ksiv is a Prozbul who be'erev Rosh Hashanah Shoshana Shminis. The time to write the Prozbul is like we do it, which is at the end of the seventh year. The Kosovo Beis Yosef, Shaminik Shetoshet Be'ez Yisrael V'Svi Be'ezeho. Next page. Last is the Prozbul be'erev Rosh Hashanah Shomotzoi Shvi'is. Koedim Shetishka Chama. Beis Yosef says that the Minik of all of Eretz Yisrael, and that would become the minhag of Chutzlaritz and everywhere, would be to write the Prozbul, not like the Rosh, but to write the Prozbul at the end of the seventh year, going into the eighth year. V'yesh machmirin lasas Prozbul gam be'erev Rosh Hashanah shel Shvi'is. There are those who are machmir to make a Prozbul gam be'erev Rosh Hashanah shel Shvi'is. And if they don't write up a Prozbul, but to say orally that Harini that Masrani Lachem, to say in front of three people, Masrani Lachem, the nusach of Prozbul that I'll be able to collect kolzman is the egva kolzman she'ed, so that I'll be able to collect the money kolzman she'ed. So even if they don't have a written Prozbul, there are many people that will say will orally say in front of a Bezdin that the Nusach of Prose, but we don't pass in that way, like the Rush, and according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, there is no Isser of Layigos throughout the entire seventh year. You're allowed to go after the labor for the money, and the principle is written up only Erev Hashanah during Elul and Erev Hashanah of Mitzvah Shvi'is, leading up to the end and the beginning of the eighth year.
If you write during the eighth year, is it too late?
If you write during the eighth year, it's too late.
Is it? That's my question.
Yeah, there are those. There are poskim. There's a tshuva from the tshuva mehava from the he was a talmid of Nadi Yehuda that b'de'evet. He says it since the whole thing is really a zecher l'shvius, so he's makel to write it up even afterwards. Most poskim don't agree with that. So then it could become complicated. So then the question is, do we say Zachna Adam Shalai Befanim? I mean, the guy is an Amharis, kind of an Amharis. He didn't take care of a Prusbel. He has a lawyer that owes him money. He didn't take care of a Prusbel. So this view of the Truv Mehava, and there are others who hold like this, that because the guy is an Amharis, he didn't know to take care of it. So we assume, meaning Anan Sahadi, we, the Jewish people, including Bezdin, we are witnesses, or we could bear testimony that this guy, just because he's not Maharis, doesn't mean that he didn't know to write, he didn't know to take care of it. So Anan Sahadi, that we were mezakeh him, that even though he didn't know about this, that we were mezakeh, the Bezdin was mezakeh him, that he would be able to, that he should be able to collect his debts, even though he didn't write a principle, it was sort of taken care of on his behalf, because he certainly would have written one had he known or already had the presence of mind to take care of it.
I thought that ignorance of the law is an excuse in terms of halakha.
That's a very broad statement. I don't know who told you that. Did you? Where did you hear that?
I thought that was general principle.
That's not a general principle. I never what's it called in Lashon HaKodesh? I never saw such a thing. Ignorance is very often. There's very often, Einus and Shagig, and there are many cases in Halacha where not knowing, it depends if it's an Einus that's Karv Lemeis, there are different Madregas of Einus, but in this case we're dealing with a Drabanan, and it's, and I don't want to, you know, it's more of a mild Drabanan, and as we've seen. And there are reasons to be made, but there certainly are items that come to a person's ignorance and complete sugis and shas about that we're ignorant of. But there's certainly ignorance is not something which is lechachila.
You're playing to Rush. Can you write it since you're writing it in the sixth year? You can write it even in the first year, going forward. And how early can you write it?
You could write it up. If you're a nervous guy, you could write Prusbel up. You could have Prusbels all over the place. You could write them up as early as you like. But the only time that it's needed. So what's the topic?
Can you write one? One principle and say that I want to take effect. This Shemitah,
the poskim don't allow post dated. That's already much more complicated. That's a chuchah klul. The Chassam Sefer says it's a galecht. It's a mockery of the whole takana, and it has to be dated, and it should be made befrat for that specific shemitah.
Individuals that write it in Elul, so let's say they write it 2 weeks ago, so there's two weeks that they already gave their shtaros that the loans to Bezdin, and they have this 2 week span. If they do new loan, that prisbel, which works in Masrani.
Right.
Why would that cover these two weeks?
Right. So the post can talk about that.
So it is preferable
to do it closer to Rosh Hashanah. But they, So I had there was a yakka that was coming after me already at the end of how come I didn't talk about, you know, how come I haven't seen that performs yet? So I said to him that it's brought down. It was not Moshe Cederbaum. And don't look at him. So I saw that already. It's done. I don't consider him a yakka anyway. He's a Polish. He's not a yakka. But just because he speaks German doesn't make him a yakka. So what?
All that out.
Okay. So it's brought down the poskim michatzi elul. You're right. What about 2 weeks? No, it was never done by people before midway through elul. Even the most biggest, machmirim. So what about that 2 week? What about that 2 week space? So the poskim say that it's aldaz bezdin. There are different ways of handling it, but mostly it's that it's aldaz bezdin that. Just in order that there shouldn't be a last minute rush, and that people will not be careful and they'll forget. So right, so it's covered, it's included, but it's a discussion. The post, but it's not to be done earlier. It's to be done at that time. The Mishnah Rishayna. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Prusbul. A mahus a prosbul, the mahus of the prosbul. Malva harayts a shalait the shamit shviyas es chayvay. Sarach lover b'tnei bezdin. A malva who does not want the shmita to cancel the chayv. Sarach lover b'tnei bezdin l'fnei his kadesh Rosh Hashanah shoshana shmiyas. He has to come before the bezdin, before Rosh Hashanah of the new year, of the eighth year, v'lim sobifneim haido al kavanoso ligvayz es chavil achashvis. And he has to inform the Bezdin, Masrani lachem, I am coming here to tell you, to inform you, that I want to be able to collect all my chavis. V'zuhi takonis hilal, sha'al yidei mesiris haido zu, ein hashvis mishametis es achav, v'ein iser ligvayz es achav. And that is the takana of hilal. According to the what we see in the Rambam, and we need to talk a little more about the Rambam. We'll have to spend just one morning working on that Rambam a little bit. B'tchias d'var b'lvad. In other words, if a person comes and just says it to the Bezdin without a piece of paper, the actual yisoid of Prusbul is for the person to come to Bezdin and to say, Masrani lechem, I want to tell you that I want to be able to, through you, I want to be able to collect the chayv kol zman she'ed, so whenever I want. That by making this proclamation before Bezdin, ein hashvias mishametis is a chayv, that shmita is not mishamet the chayv, that shmita does not cancel the chayv, vein is a ligvais is a chayv, and there's no iser for the person to be gaiv the chayv, to collect the money. Prusbul mutal al hamalva la saisai. Prusbul is the responsibility of the malva. It's his responsibility to make that. V'akein shenina b'shviyah, so the Mishnah says, echad lova mechamisha kaiser prusbul kol echad ve'echad. If there are five loans that are given by one person, so a prosbul has to be written for each one wherever there's a loan. Zos lefisha yesh kan chamisha malvim. In other words, the loiver echad lova mechamisha, he borrows from five people. So it says kaisev prosbul akol echad ve'echad. Now it means that it doesn't mean that the loiver is responsible to make the prosbul. It means that there are five people out there who have a prosbul to collect from him. Because there are five lenders. Chamisha lovim me'echad, and a kaisiv ele prusbul echad lekulam. When there's one malva could use a prusbul to collect from a million people. But obviously, if with each situation with different loivim and different malvim, so then you would need for that loiver a prosbul. But a malva can have, as we do this, a malva has a prosbul, and that prosbul enables them to collect from all the loivim. Now the Mishnah Mishnah tries to be medayik in this Mishnah, and he says this: the Mishnah Mishnah chidesh shahaloi v'yochel gam hulims a prosbul. So the Mishnah Mishnah says in, on this Mishnah that the loiver can also give a prosbul. The Heinish Yemel Bezen, what's the prosbul of the loiver? He goes over to the Bezen, he says, Masrani Lachen kol nechasai shetigvenu mimen shetigvu mimeni mashni chayv lachen kol zman shetirtsu. That the loiver has a prosbul that says, I enable you, Bezdin, I enable you to collect for me, from my possessions, to collect for me whenever you want to. So what is this Mishnah Rishon that there's a prosbul from the loiver? So he says this could be a solution in a situation where you have a malva who's a rasha, the malva's a rasha, for goyves a milva b'koyach mahaloiver b'loisha also prosbul. Malva doesn't believe in prosbul. And he goes after the loiver to get money. He doesn't have a prosbul. He wants to get there. He doesn't care about Shemitah. And he wants to go get the money. This malva wants to get the money.
What about an amaretz? Same thing?
So with an amaretz, we could say that he really would want to. He doesn't know. So we could say it's a schus for him because that's what he wants. And he's not arguing or disagreeing with it. So we could take care for him. But this guy knows about the prosbul and he doesn't want it. He doesn't want any prosbul. So who gave us a milva because mehalayva bleish as a prosbul? Oz yochel halayva lasses prosbul lahatzil samalva mehalayva. So the only advantage then is that since the loiver made such a prosbul according to the Mishnah Rishon, the loiver made a prosbul, so he's saving this rasha from, he's saving this guy from doing an aveira, because since the loiver told the Bezdin, you could collect from me whenever you want. So that turns out that malva that didn't care about prosbul, he's not doing an aveira because the loiver gave a gave permission to the Bezdin to collect from him. So that would be a hechet timsa, that this chiddush of the Mishnah Mishana would make sense. But lemaisa, it's not something which is brought down lahalacha. Hagonu Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said the nearer loy she'ain haloy v'yochel asas prosbul. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we never saw such a thing that a loyver should write up a prosbul. There's no inyan of a loyver writing a prosbul. The inyan of prosbul who shahamoyse shtaris of the Bezdin kilu gavu yetzel hamalva. The whole point, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, of the prosbul is that by making that proclamation, it's as if you're being meiser the shtaris to Bezdin. It's like you're giving all of your papers to the Bezdin. So that means it's ki'ilu gavui. Because then we learn it's no longer halacha of achicha, right? Remember, once you give your papers or you make that statement to Bezdin that it's all yours, so then it's already ki'gavui. Then it's already as if the malva has. The money of his brother is no longer by him, right? Because now he doesn't have. It's just the chayv rather is no longer by him because he gave it. The malva gave it to Bezdin. He gave everything to Bezdin. So Shlomo Zalman says that's how prosbul works. It's as if the malva has already. Collected the chayv. It's already as if he's collected the chayv. It's kigavui, because he. He himself let go of the whole thing. He gave his shtaris to Bezdin. By doing that, it's already kigavui. It's as if the chayv is already paid. Ela aval im aloyva maisa shtaris. But what's the point? The loyva comes, and he's a tzaddik of a loyva, and the loyva comes and he's maisa shtaris. In other words, he shows, look, I owe this, I owe this, I owe that. Right? The loyva comes and says everything that he owes, and you can come collect it for me. Aval im aloyva maisa shtaris, eno kagavri etzel hamalva. If the loyva gives the shtaris to Bezdin, then it's not like it's gavri etzel hamalva. It has to be gavri etzel hamalva. The loiver could also be chayzer from that. In other words, the loiver can also say, "I changed my mind. I changed my mind." In other words, it's not considered to be gavui when the loiver is giving his shtaris to Bezdin. It's really based upon that level of mechila that's coming from the malva by giving the shtaris to Bezdin, and in doing so, it's considered as if the chayv is no longer a chayv of that it, that hasn't been paid, but it's rather the malva no longer has shtaris demanding this chayv. In other words, what he's saying is, it's not a chayv, he doesn't have the papers, he gave it to Bezin, so I'm no longer trying to be gaiva any loan. Coming from the liver, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't mean anything. So if Shlomo Zalman doesn't accept, and in halacha, there is no such thing as any liver writing up a prosbul to give the money. He can always give it as a matana anyway, he'd be such a tzaddik. So there's no inyan of a prosbul by the liver. What?
I'm still not clear on how the prosbul is working. The person's giving over his Masrani law, so it's not his anymore, it's based in. And then based in is saying, we don't have the power to enforce it, so we're going to let you do enforce it on our behalf, right? Is that how that works?
We have the authority to do it.
I'm saying
we have the authority to do it, but we have other stuff to do. We're too busy to take care of that.
Like the way we're going to do a prosbul now, right?
Right.
Three guys are going to sit in shul. Someone's going to come and say, here, I'm giving over the shtaris to Basin. So those three guys don't have the power to enforce a collection.
No, why not?
Under what power of authority?
It doesn't have to be, because we pass it. It doesn't have to be Basin Chalshiv, so it could even be regular three.
Yeah, I'm saying, so how do three guys, not Chalshiv guys, enforce a collection of a loan?
Give me the mafia?
It doesn't mean that practically if they come with the paper, if the Malva comes with his paper and he says, look, I got here Shimmy Cohen, I got Binyon Benish Cohen, I got Yitzhak Smith, I got these three guys and I want my money. So they could say, you know, go to Yabamelech. I have nothing to I'm not paying you. So then he's a Russian. In other words, practically, can the guy get the money? And if he goes now to the Geisha court and he shows them these papers, so they can tell him the same thing. Why don't you go to the Yam HaMelech? So, but that's not the point.
Right.
The point is, that it works in halacha because of the takanis principle of Hilah HaZaken and the Mesiris Haidah, and it works.
So what I'm not understanding is, when the shores go to Basin, so now Basin has the shores, it's not a chif anymore, I'm separated from the loan.
Right.
How do I connect back to the loan that I'm ending up with the money, that I could go still to
that's
the
a kind of principle. In other words, now the Basin empowers you, the Malva, the Basin tells you, right, because you say that through the Basin, I'm going to collect this Kolzman She'eretze. The Basin says, go Gesundheit. And it's not because of the halva, but because of Bezdin's authority, the Bezdin's authority over this money, which we're not going to call halva anymore. We're not going to even call it halva anymore. We're going to call it the schum kesef. Mm-hmm. What's the schum?
$500. The loan disappears.
Yeah,
it's now this amount of money.
This amount of money calls man sheretze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's schum. Is
but
right?
It's no longer
Hefker Bezin
Hefker. It's no longer Vitaris Halva.
No, it's Hefker Bezin Hefker.
So if I do a prosbul and then I go to collect it and the person pays, it's not even like Prius Baal Chov Mitzvah anymore, right? It's just the person.
Oh, that's a good question. So that depends on what we were talking a little bit about in learning earlier when we were doing the Mitzvah Samelach. That's Machalik Shusham. Does it still have a shame? It's Afkat to the Gav, Afkat to the Malkit. Does it still have a shame Chayv? So does it still have a shame Chayv? So most hold that it doesn't have any more a shame Chayv. It's a Tvias Mamen.
What's
Tvias Mamen? It's a monetary responsibility. It's a financial responsibility, but we're not calling it anymore a halva. It's a financial responsibility. It's something that you owe. But you owe money, but it's not a loan anymore. You owe money. Like you owe it to the electric, to the gas. It's not a loan. But
Rabbi,
if I owe
an Am Haaretz money for another yid right now, I owe money. So you say there's no responsibility and no legal, it doesn't make any legal sense for me to get a cruise boat. Does it make sense to do? You said you could always give it as a gift anyway. But does it make any sense to tell a Jew that you owe money to that you should go through this? Or you should. Let's say he's an Orthodox guy, but he's not so with it, whatever, right? Does it make any sense to notify him and say, you know, you really should do this? Or just ignore it. And
well, it is the responsibility of it's the responsibility of if you're saying it's an Orthodox person, that wherever he is, wherever the Orthodox Jews, they're being told that they have to, they're being notified that they have to have a crucible.
Do I have any response? Should I come up and say you need a cruise for the money?
No, it's not.
Or it doesn't really matter. Forget it.
There's nothing wrong with doing that. But you're saying with that. So it goes back to the question. Let's say the guy did not write a crucible. Because you don't have an achrai as a loiver to go around to tell your malva, make sure that you write in order to collect from me. I hope that you have. We never found that in halacha that you're achrayis. The closest we get to that is this Mishnah Rishayim, but we don't have such a thing that you have to go worry about whether you malva or a puzzle. That's his problem.
Well, the whole tikkun is for the sake of remembering it anyway.
Right.
So maybe that's the point. Maybe I should be telling him, you know, instead of,
as I said, there's nothing wrong with it
as a gift. You know, technically, if he doesn't do it when I pay him back, I'm giving it to as a gift, and do I say I'm giving it to as a gift? Because, you know,
you could say, I'm assuming that you have a prosbul. I'm assuming that you have a prosbul. And if the guy says, what's that? So then you should say, well, I'm paying this to you as a gift. I'm giving this to you as a gift.
And should we say that? What? Does it matter if you say it or not?
Then you should say that. Yes. Yeah. So that. That would be with people that don't know about it, but any Orthodox person knows about it, right? I think. I hope.
How about if you could do that one? Why does the Mishnah Rishonah this whole
thing? So it's not good I have to go into this Mishnah Rishonah any further. As I said, you see from Shlomo Zalman that it's not found anywhere in halacha such a concept of a lawyer writing a proposal. Because he could anyway give it to you as a gift. That's what I said before. If he wants to, and the question now of what kind of a bezden do you need for prosbul? But a is a bezden kais from prosbul. The Mishnah kosuv masani lechem ish plani yeplani hadayanim shemakom plani. The Mishnah says the nusach of prosbul. It says ish plani yeplani hadayanim the so and so the dayanim who are in the city of so and so. The Shashan L'David says that nusach of ish usually means an important person, and therefore it should be a bezdin choshev umumcha bedoyre, a choshev a bezdin. In other words, the dayanim should be tamei chachamim umumcha bedoyre. Hatam mevaras sma. The sma explains the cave in the age of prosbul mishum havkaras mamon. Since the basis of prosbul is what hefke bezen hefke havkaras mamon, you're taking the money away from one person. You're taking the money away from the loiver. That's havkaras mamon, right? It's hefke bezen hefke. So the svara is, the sma explains that since the prosbul has havkaras mamon, shagarim lachayv shaleit sara chay l'shamet shiyashame. Since you're taking money away from a person, tzarech bezdan chashuv shiyochel lahavkir mamon. For that, you need a chashuv a bezdan of tamid chachamim. It would have to be an official bezdan, a real bezdan. Harosh b'tshuvayis of kaisiv shahamuflik shebechol dor v'dor v'hamuflik shebechol medina medina yochel echter prusbol. Yeah, the Rosh writes in the tshuva, not just even a bezdan of tamid chachamim, but the muflog, like the biggest of it. You'd have to have a bezdan. They'd have to sit down and actually sell. You know, have Rav Ozner, Rav Yosef, and Rav Adi Yosef. You have to have like the most chashuv, the muflogim of the generation, the greatest tamid chacham. They're going to be busy. Can imagine day and night. You have the muflogim of the generation to write a prosbul. That's a very far cry from, you know, from the three of us, like the guys. So, but there is such a svara. The Rambam yesh lecharistir b'davar. In the Rambam, it seems to be that there's a stira. The Makim Echad Kazav Ein Kaisam Prozbal Chachamim Gedolim BeYoyser Kebeis Dinus Rav Ami Rav Asi Shen Ruin Lafkim Momim Bnei Adam. In the ninth paragraph, the Rambam writes that a Prozbal has to be written by Chachamim Gedolim, like the Bezna of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. In other words, in that generation, it has to be from the biggest people. Like it sounds like the Rosh. Why? Because you have to be such a bezdin that they ruin lafkia mamon bnei adam, to take money away from one person to give it to another person. The Jews shouldn't think that could stam happen by anybody. We're going to talk more about this when we do the Rambam. Mash m'she'ein tzarech davka bezdin gadol k'ravam yirasi v'sham kasav tamidei chacham shehibul zeh umasa devar tamim v'amar moysani lechem shekol chayv sheyesh l'sheguna kol zman she'etza en tzarech lichtav prosbo m'nei she'ein yoydin she'ashmatas k'sofim b'zman hazeh m'divreim u'b'divarim levad he nidchas. The Rambam says an unbelievable thing. He says that tamidei chachamim who lend money to each other, they can go over to any of the talmidim, I guess, they can go over to three Talmidim and say, "Ma'aseh lachem shekol chayv." I'm telling you three that any chayv that I have, in order to make a prusbul, any chayv, and he doesn't have to write a prusbul. Why should he write them? Because they know the Talmid Chacham Shashmatis. They all know that it's really midrabanan. Ubedvarim levad he nidches, and just with words alone, you could overcome the problem of shmita midrabanan. So it's menakatz el katzay. In one place, the Rambam says. In one place, in the same parak, the Rambam says, you need like Ravami and Ravasi, you need the G'dayle Hador to make a prusbul. In the next place, he says, it can be B'dvar Balmik. You just smamish, a Tam Chochem can make a prusbul B'dvar Balmik in front of who? In front of three Talmidim, three Bochrim.
He can. Right?
What?
But that's
by Tam Chochem. So why is that? Why does the Rambam say that? Because they know the Torah of Shemitah. So we're gonna have to see. We're gonna learn more about this Rambam, but we'll see that the Kesef Mishnah has an explanation, and then we'll see what the halach is. And the last thing we're gonna do in here tomorrow is about the din of the lova owning karka and what happens if he doesn't own karka, and then we're gonna learn a little bit more in the Rambam.